1 Corinthians 15,
51 through 58.
Now listen,
I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Wherefore death is your victory. Where death is your sting. The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the scriptures that has the word mystery in it. And that one is where we think, yeah, I think I know what's going to happen when I die. But it's still a mystery, isn't it? Exactly how things take place, those that have come back to life after being clinically dead. Stories are very similar, but a little different too. So there's a mystery involved. But I would have you hearken to another scripture that I saw in our Sunday school lesson. And I thought, oh, well, this should help me out. Ephesians 6, 19. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. There are questions that we have in our daily living as we read the gospel, as we read the good news. And we wonder, what does all that mean? What does it have for me? I've got questions. So, my other question, if you're at home, you take off running real fast, and then you turn, start slowing down, and you turn again, probably just, you know, jogging, but as you turn, you look into home, and there are guys with two masks. What's happened?
Home run.
You hit a home run. Huh? Very good. Exactly right. But sometimes the mysteries we have, and again, I would, if you don't have already, this is fun devotional, the book of mysteries and talking about scripture and the different things that we have questions about where we go, aha, well, that was so simple. Simple. And so I'm going to get to the bulletin, the title of the message here shortly. But first, I have to give kudos to one of your great mystery solvers in my life, and that's John Good. Don't you remember John?
It's a mystery to
me. Back in college, I don't remember exactly whose album it was, but it was Paul Ham. And this was Paul, excuse me, of Peter, Paul, and Mary. But he had his own album, and it was just where they pulled out the Paul Mann from Peter, Paul, and Mary, and made his own album. And, had the wedding song on it, a lot of other things, but one of them was called The Moon Tune. And it made no sense. There was a phrase or two that you thought, jewels burn green cheese, jewels burn green cheese. And so, finally, I had gone to University of Fraction, working at Quakerdale my senior year, and I come back on something where we're supposed to meet and be back, and John and the rest of the guys in the union go, we got it. What? We know the song. So they set me down, and I'm looking at the album, because all the words, well, the letters are there, but it's still very unclear to me what's going on. And I really, my memory says that you were the first, and then others in the unit kind of figured it out. But it was such a relief when you finally learned that what Paul Stuckey had done was taken all the verses and then chopped them up in different syllables and made them all sorts of different things. But if you looked at it, it was all making sense. If you put your mind to it, put the punctuation where it needed to be, it was good. But I would say, too, there was one fellow, and I won't say his name. But anyway, a fellow that really was kind of in the unit, but not in the group. I'm looking at this, and he says, "Here, give me that. I'm smarter than you are." I go, "Whoa, okay." That establishes that. And I really didn't know this one. So, riddles and mysteries. So I have Brittany in particular to thank for the message title. Because we were at home, I don't know, even Christmas time maybe, and she was looking through things and she gave it to me. And I thought, I think I got it. And I said my answer, and it's wrong. So, yeah, some of you may know this already, and that's good. But just right now, show of hands, how many of you have the answer? Oh, sure. Study it. Well, that's kind of fun. It's either yes or no. So look at the question again. Look at the title. Look at the punctuation. Does anybody have an answer? Oh, Gene does now.
Oh, what? Well, word what has four letters in it.
Okay, so wait. What's your answer then?
Yeah.
Is this a puzzle to you?
Not anymore.
There you go, it's no. No. All right, finish it out, Amber. Where do you got? Everybody can hear you. It reads, what has four letters, sometimes has nine, but never has five. It's a statement.
Yeah.
It's a statement. And still, I like my answer, though, because when I had it, I thought it was life. What has four letters, sometimes nine? Existence is life. And never has five. Death. So, but the answer is no. If we look at the punctuation and things. And sometimes I think we take our scripture and we put question marks where there's periods and we put periods where there's question marks. So we can look at something. Matthew 6. Let's go there. Matthew 6, 12. Part of the Lord's Prayer. Scripture says, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Really? What do you guys think? Is that really what it says? I mean, or where your treasure is, there your heart will be also? Come on. There's a period there. That's what it says. For you, for me, for anybody else. Where my treasure is, that's where my heart is going to be. Well, what's your treasure? Where your heart is. You can try to flip it any way you want to. And somebody can say, well, it depends on what you call your treasure. I don't know. It says treasure. Whether that be things or people or jobs or prestige. Whatever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. And it says, don't store it up here on this earth. No, maybe it doesn't exactly mean that. No. It's a period. That's what it says. I'm not telling you anything other than what is here. I'm not trying to editorialize. Looks like a period to me. There's no question mark there. Let's try something else. Mark 12:30. Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. It is not love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind. No, it's period. I'm sure my Bible is very similar to yours. Mine's a period. It's not a question. It's not a sometimes, maybe, if you think so, how you're feeling, it's a period. It's not a riddle. It's not to throw you off. It's not to worry about hell if you've done it right or wrong. It is, an internal question. Have I loved the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? Well, let's finish up with Matthew 5:43. Got some other, but I think that would be good. Matthew 5. Matthew 5:43. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. You heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy? You heard that? No, it says, you have heard. Love your neighbor. Hate your enemy. What? Because it goes on, doesn't it? It says. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Period. We can stop at one verse and just feel pretty hunky-dory about ourselves and how we're treating people. But I heard you gotta read the whole thing. It all ties together. So in our piety, we can pick and choose. We can make the gospel according to Arlen Dulesky, and I can make it just whatever I want. But if I read the whole thing and I look for periods, I don't have any ground to stand on except his ground. So I would encourage you to look at the scripture and even look at the punctuation. Find out what there is in it for truth for you. But I wanted to share some some things that have become clearer as I've read this book and re-looked at the scripture and things. Those of you that aren't feeling balanced, like, this is off. Don't feel like I've got an optical illusion going on there. Can you guys see that? Okay. Let you look at that a little. Now, let's go first. The Old Testament tells us about when the angel of death came through Egypt and things. They were told to put what? Blood on the doorposts.
Okay. So, I don't know if that's exactly perfect, but about there. There. And it's fine about it. When Christ died, there were blood stains here. Here. Still kind of see that? Let's think about that. In the scripture, it tells us that our sins are separated, that they're forgotten, as far as the east is from the west. Everybody got that kind of scripture? That's how far. As far as the east is from the west. How far is that? What's that?
Forever.
But, if we think back, when this was written, this was before all of these great minds came and told us the world was round. Except the one who spoke knew that we were on a round device. Okay? So, as far as the east is from the west, that's forever. Why? Because if we start from here and we start walking east, we will continue walking east until we get back here. And walk east some more, because you and I will never get west if we're walking east. If we walk west, we'll always walk west. Always. Always. And we get sort of whatever, ethnocentric, egocentric thing. Well, we're kind of the center of the universe here in the United States, so you know, there's the west and there's the east, and we are. They're looking at the whole globe. Why didn't they stay north and south? I mean, these people just thought it was flat. Why didn't they go north and south? Because the person that spoke it knew that if you and I start walking north, we'll come to a point where we'll start walking south. So, for us, we think, oh, we know that. But for them, at that time, why did we stay east and west? Because there was truth in that statement. Another kind of fun one is that God's altar. If you look at all of the altars that mankind has made, the unique thing about them is that it's mankind going to God. God's altar, where he sacrificed his son, it was God for him. Which kind of ties into to this. It's so nice to have so many colors. What we have with 3 points, and even geometry, so we have triangles. And it's curious that in this case, when we have the angel of death and stuff, this was mankind pointing to God. Help us. Help us. On the cross, it was God pointing down to mankind. Here's the answer. What's kind of fun, and you know, again, we're not going to do this, but talk to people in our graphics department. When you put those two together, you have a star of David. We got some folks missing the other triangle. So we have to think about how we can share the good news. Because, yeah, once it was us looking at God, and now it's God saying, here I am for you. So it's unique. It's a simple thing, and in the scripture, finish off with this, simple in that we have the Bible,
There's the Old Testament and the New Testament. And sometimes that's the Old Agreement. That's what Testament is, agreement. The Old Agreement and the New Agreement. We're in the New Agreement. And that is Christ came to the died and rose again for us. But another interesting thing is the way they set things up. You could say, yeah, it's just chronological. But in the New Testament, we have the Gospels, and what follows the Gospels? Acts. Okay? So, until I have the Gospel in me, I don't have the Acts. I need the Gospel before I'm going to have the Acts. The whole world needs the Gospel before they're going to have the Acts. We have all sorts of acts. You know, I think that came up, Joe, you know, that idea of good works today. We can do all sorts of things, but we need the Gospel first. And then that will bring meaning to the acts. So maybe I just want to share that one because it might help someone to look at their devotions in a different light and things. Because I need the Gospel in order for me to carry out the acts. And I can do all sorts of things. But without the Gospels first, they're going to come up with my strength and not God's strength. So, thanks for letting me share some ribbons and thoughts. And again, wouldn't have done it without your grit. It would be nice if we could all go through life and say, is this a puzzle to you? But I'm afraid there are still, even for Christians, mysteries. Why children die before their parents? Why certain diseases happen to some and not to others? Why tragic events happen to good people? But even with those mysteries, I would say come back to the book of mysteries and talk and share and don't be shy about saying, I don't understand this. Because there's probably 55 other people going, I don't either. Let's talk about it. But you always stand firm in the truth that God loves you, sent his son for you, you believe in him, and you'll have eternal life. So thanks for the time. Blessings on the rest of your day. Amen.